1967, centennial year, which I remember quite vividly, George Riga's searing drama The Ecstasy of Rita Joe premiered at the Vancouver Playhouse and signaled, as this press release quite rightly states, a new era for Canadian theatre. It is a dramatic work which has certainly not left the repertory, and it's one of the important works in Canadian theatre. I have this afternoon a wonderful guest who I haven't seen in ages, so we've been catching up. Charming and elegant, witty, intelligent, Marion Newman. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Last time we worked together, you were Rosina.
Yes, that's right.
And a darn good one. I see you've been doing Rosina ever since, too.
Yes, <Yeah. laughs>
Well, you are in a new production. Now, this is not the play. This is an opera, an operatic take on The Ecstasy of Rita Joe. And it's by our Canadian composer, Victor Davies, who writes such fine charts. They're just outstanding. But he's written an opera, and he adapts Riga's play as his libretto. Now, that is a challenge. What do you think is the greatest challenge, however, for you?
For me, I'm playing Rita Joe,
mm-hmm.
and so to play a woman who goes through this descent into difficulty mm-hmm. in living in a city when she's grown up in the country mm-hmm. on a reserve, the family that she would have around her is not there, her support system is not. And
right.
so just identifying that without going to too dark a place.
What were the challenges in creating her part for you?
I am an Indigenous woman, and so the story of Indigenous women who are abused and murdered is part of my history,
mm-hmm.
and I have had aunts and cousins, and so going there without going there too far,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've also been brought up in such a beautiful way. I've had a wonderful family. And
well, you couldn't be the successful, wonderful person you are without a beautiful family behind.
It's true. I got really lucky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my dad went to residential school, and my mom is English, Irish, Scottish, but they did everything they could to erase that era from their own children, and
right.
I'm the product of that. So,
one of the documents. And you can read plenty, of course, with the sources that are online these days. But I enjoyed reading one particular commenter who said she's caught between two cultures. Now, I think caught is the operative word there. She's not on either side. How do you feel about that statement?
It makes sense to me. I
mm-hmm.
mean, I live in two cultures.
Mm-hmm.
They're blended together in me. But living outside of the traditional world
mm-hmm.
I mean, the reality is that the traditional world was very much stamped out. And what still remains today is because of people's excellent memories
right.
and perseverance in keeping their ceremonies going during the time of the potlatch ban,
mm-hmm.
Keeping that underground
right.
so that the lessons could be passed down. And now it's about reclaiming, bringing them back out into the open and finding ways of sharing them with the larger society of Canada so that they understand why that's so important to us.
Project a bit, all right? If Rita Joe's character had access to her traditions, do you think her story would be different?
Absolutely. She would carry with her more strength
mm-hmm.
and I think more answers. I think she goes to the city because she's searching.
Right. In the play, she doesn't appear to be either able or interested when she's before the judge, to defend herself. And I get the impression, and I'd like your reaction too, that she is, you could say she's not able or she's not interested, and maybe she feels she owes nobody any explanations.
I think it's a very foreign world to her,
mm-hmm.
and any interactions she's had with a person have not been where somebody has that power over
mm-hmm.
her, perhaps, to put her in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of defending herself is not a natural thing that she's probably had to do very much of. And also being sassy
mm-hmm.
has been absolutely something that's part of her culture, I would say, within her family, just having the power. I mean, the woman-man equality has always been traditionally part of Indigenous cultures.
One of the most impossible things to talk about is music.
right.
But could you give us a quick idea? How do you feel about the score?
There's lots of tuneful tunes.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of heartrending moments.
I bet.
There's quite a lot of fun as well.
Well, it's Victor Davies, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's going to be a moment.
He takes us on
yeah,
a romp.
He will, yeah.
And he also takes us to places that are very heartfelt and really show us the inner thoughts of Rita.
This is I'm very interested in what has happened here with this story and how it's become an opera. The website to visit is stlc.com, stlc.com. That's where you go, St. Lawrence.
Center for the Arts.
Yes, and if you go there, you can get tickets for this production. When's opening night?
March 24th.
March 24th.
There's an additional performance on the 25th.
All right, stlc.com. Marion Newman, thank you for being on the program. Come back anytime.
Thanks for having me.